Now, it's time for episode 14 of Velociraptor Motel. With Anne's promotion to manager, Tom resumes his butler duties. But after Matt's recent death in a plane crash, what now for the priceless work of art missing from the motel safe?
It was sad that Matt died, wasn't it?
Yes, Mark. But it was funny that you took his job because you were Matt's brother.
Yes. It's also funny how you lost your job as the motel manager, Mr. Hastings, but then they gave the job to Aunt, who used to be a cleaner.
Yes.
Cup of tea, anyone?
Hello, Tom. It's funny that you used to be the leader of the cleaning team, but now you're the waiter instead.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
Whatever happened to my daughter Julie?
She got married to Aunt because Matt is now dead.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
That sounded like room 138.
Yes. We better go and clean it up before Aunt, I mean Mr. Gardner, finds out.
And cup of tea, anyone?
Come along, hurry up. These walls need to be back to their original colour by 3 p.m, ready for the new arrival at 4.
Do you know who the new guest is?
Yes.
Who is the new guest?
It's Sir Archibald Wilson Smith.
Isn't he the famous motel critic?
Yes.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
We don't have time for scones, Tom. We need to get this room spick and span.
Look out. Here comes Aunt. I mean, Mr. Gardner.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Gardner.
Hello, Aunt. I mean, Mr. Gardner.
Hurry up and get those walls clean. Sir Archibald Wilson Smith is arriving soon, and if he sees his favorite room hasn't been cleaned properly, we won't get a good review in the magazine he writes for. By the way, has anyone seen my wife, Julie, around anywhere?
No, Mr. Gardner, I haven't.
She's borrowed a very rare painting from the motel safe yesterday, and she still hasn't brought it back.
Creme brulee, anyone?
Well, if any of you see her around here, anywhere, please tell her to come and find me. See me in my office so I can remind her about the very rare painting she borrowed from the motel safe that she hasn't brought back.
Yes, Mr. Gardner.
Yes, Aunt. I mean, Mr. Gardner.
And hurry up and get those walls clean. Sir Archibald Wilson Smith is arriving soon, and if he sees his favorite room hasn't been cleaned properly, we won't get a good review in the magazine he writes for.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
That was close.
Yes, it was.
Have you ever noticed how all the rooms have exactly the same paintings on the walls?
Yes, I have. I've also noticed that they are all reproductions of very rare paintings.
I've noticed that also.
A slice of Victoria's sandwich. Can I interest anyone in a scone?
Well, as it's lunchtime and we're in the break room, I'll say yes, please.
I'll have a scone also, please.
This scone is delicious.
Yes, my scone is very nice also.
Creme brulee, anyone?
Well, as we're in the break room and I've finished my scone, I'll say yes, please.
I'll have a creme brulee also, please.
Mmm. This creme brulee is delicious.
Yes, my creme brulee is very nice also.
Cup of tea, anyone?
Well, as we're still in the break room and I've finished my creme brulee, I'll say yes, please.
I'll have a cup of tea also, please.
This cup of tea is delicious.
Yes, my cup of tea is very nice also.
I wonder where Ant's wife Julie is and what she's done with that very rare painting.
She probably took it to the local art museum.
Yes.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
Hello, Mr. Winkle. Yes, Mr. Winkle. Of course, Mr. Winkle. Yes, I know you're the manager of the local art gallery, Mr. Winkle. Yes, I know how expensive that rare painting is, Mr. Winkle. Yes, the painting is right in front of me now, Mr. Winkle. I won't let it get out of my sight, Mr. Winkle. Goodbye, Mr. Winkle. Sir Archibald, welcome to the motel.
Thank you, young man. Is my room ready?
Yes, of course your room is ready. Room 138, your favourite room.
I hope you've done a good job of cleaning my favourite room, because I'm going to be doing a review for the magazine that I write for, and if it isn't a very clean, I won't be writing a good review for the magazine that I write for.
Of course, Sir Archibald. I had my three best cleaners working on it this morning.
Hello, Sir Archibald.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
This way, Sir Archibald.
Mr. Hastings, did you clean Sir Archibald Wilson-Smith's favourite room really carefully like I told you to?
I think so.
What do you mean, you think so? Didn't you hear Sir Archibald Wilson-Smith? He's going to be writing a review for the magazine he writes for, and if his favourite room isn't very clean, he won't be writing a good review for the magazine.
Uh-oh.
A slice of Victoria's sandwich.
Now, Sir Archibald, here's your favourite room. Room 138. I think you'll find everything is in order.
Thank you, young man. You know, I have been writing reviews since the 1950s, and the one thing I've always insisted upon is a very clean room. Whatever is that noise?
What noises? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, there it is again. Oh, goodness me.
I really can't hear a thing, Sir Archibald. It's probably just the woodwork.
The woodwork?
Yes, the woodwork. Some of our woodwork is a little temperamental sometimes.
Well, it seems to have stopped. So, if you don't mind, Mr. Gardener, I'd like to dress for dinner.
Of course, Sir Archibald.
Might I ask what you are serving this evening? Well, come along, man. You must know what's being served in the restaurant of your own motel.
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
Duty calls? That sounds like room 13.
You go ahead. I'll catch you up.
Okay, see you in room 13.
Unlucky for some. It's okay, you can come out.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Julie.
How are you feeling?
Fine, thank you. How are you feeling?
Cramped!
Do you have that rare painting that you borrowed from the motel safe?
Yes, I have it here. Do you think you can get it back into the safe without my husband, Ant, knowing?
Yes.
The manager of the local art gallery wants it back by 9:30, so you have to be quick.
Oh no, I don't think there's enough time.
Thank goodness that's over. I thought today would never end.
Yes.
Has anyone seen Ant?
He's in the restaurant with Sir Archibald Wilson-Smith, and he's reading him his review of the motel that he's written for the magazine he writes reviews for.
Was it a good review or a bad review?
Who knows?
Can I interest anyone in a scone?
Well, Mr. Gardner, I can honestly say that my favourite room was the dirtiest it's ever been since I first came to this motel in the 1950s.
But, Sir Archibald...
I made a long list of all the things that were wrong with my favourite room, and I will now read it to you. Now.
Please, allow me to explain.
First of all, there was a mess on the sideboard. Secondly, the bathroom sink had not been polished. Thirdly, there was a stain on the pillowcase. Fourthly, the ironing board cover looked as though it hadn't been cleaned in weeks. And, well, the less said about the carpets, the better.
Please, accept my apologies, Sir Archibald.
I can tell you that I was preparing to write a very bad review for the magazine that I write.
Please give us one more chance, Sir Archibald.
But when I sat down at the desk, I noticed that the painting on the wall was one of my favourite paintings. Sunshine Over the Thames, yeah? By Edward J. Bellin, yes?
I'm glad you like the painting, Sir Archibald.
Well, of course, I stood up to have a closer look at it because it's my favourite painting, and you can imagine my surprise when I realised it wasn't just some cheap copy of the sort found in most motels, but it was the original painting.
Of course, Sir Archibald.
I can never thank you enough for arranging for my favourite painting to be borrowed from the local art museum and hung on the wall in my room in preparation for my stay.
Nothing but the very best for you, Sir Archibald.
And, of course, when I realised the effort that you'd gone to on my account, I took my list and threw it in the waste paper basket.
So, you mean you're going to write a good review?
5 stars.
Creme brulee, anyone?